The Youth's Instructor, November 23, 1899. The Parable of the Talents, Part 1. It is not alone to the minister that God entrusts his talents. His goods are lent to every man, as verily as they are lent to the most exalted angel in the courts of heaven. To every man God has appointed his work, and the talents are given in proportion to the capabilities of the receiver. Every soul, in taking his position as a member of Christ's body, pledges himself to act faithfully his part as a steward of God, to work with the same prudence and wisdom in behalf of his master that he would use if he were himself to be enriched by all that is gained. By the parable of the talents, Christ teaches us the relation that man sustains to God. The kingdom of heaven, he says, is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. And to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained another 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth, and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. He sees the servant to whom he has entrusted 5 talents, and he asks him to give an account of his stewardship. The servant has been faithful. He has added 5 talents to the talents entrusted to him. He answers, "Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more." His Lord said unto him, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." The servant entrusted with 2 talents has also added to the capital lent him. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, "Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them." His Lord said unto him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Now the man to whom has been given the 1 talent is called to give an account. But he can only look with confusion upon the face of his Lord, for he has followed the suggestions of the enemy. If he had been convinced that he could not use that 1 talent, he should have asked wisdom of God. But instead of this, he buried it in the earth. Now he comes to his Lord with a falsehood on his lips. "I knew thee that thou art a hard man," he says, "reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strewed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine." No man whose heart is converted can say such a thing as this, for it is impossible for the Lord to gather where he has not strewed. Heaven and earth are his property, and we cannot bring to him anything that is not already his own. His Lord answered and said unto him, "Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strewed. Thou oughtest, therefore, to have put my money to the exchangers, and then, at my coming, I should have received mine own with usury. Take, therefore, the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath, improved his talents, shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The parable presents a truth which all should understand. God has not distributed his talents capriciously. To every man are given abilities which will fit him for the work he is called to do. To one are committed 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, and each is accountable to God for his gifts. A time is coming when Christ will require his own with usury. He will say to each of his stewards, "Give an account of thy stewardship." Those who have hid their Lord's money in the earth, in worldly investments, instead of putting it out to the exchangers to increase by use, and those who have squandered his money by expending it for needless things, instead of investing it in his cause, will receive the condemnation of the Master. Not only will they lose the talent lent them by God, but they will lose eternal life. The command will be given, "Take therefore the talent from him, and cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." The faithful servant who invests his talent in the cause of God, who uses his money to the glory of God, will receive the commendation, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." What will be this joy of the Lord? It will be the joy of seeing souls saved in the kingdom of God. Those who are faithful stewards are partners with Christ, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.